And supposedly it was my day off. However, I have a very long story to tell you. I don't even know where to begin. The big thing is I'm going to be moved again. Yep, I'm going to be moved from Canbox to RC1. And the reason for it is that the division is short right now. Three girls. And in May, next month, there will be four more girls. And as far as I know, there are no replacements coming in. And this makes it very critical. So, Ruth just got back, you know, last week. But before she even returned, I figured it all out in my head. And I just knew I was going to be moved to RC1. I just knew it. And I also assumed that she was going to bring this Mike Kuhn, who was the program director at RC1, down here to Ross. Sure enough, that just meant exactly what's going to happen. I'm supposed to be very flattered about this, see, because RC1 is a large club, and it's centrally located in the division. It's the biggest rec center there. And Ruth called me in yesterday, the day before, and told me that if it was all right with Miss Vincent, whom she is speaking with today about it, that this is what would take place. I would move to RC1 as the club director, and my kid would come down here as the club director. Another girl would come down here, Diane Smith, from RC2, to help my kid. Well, of course, Ruth gives me the big build-up. You know, I'm the greatest one she has, and I've done such a fabulous job, and the club is falling apart, and needs a shot in the arm, and I can do it. Well, fine, but I don't feel like doing it. I mean, this will be my fourth move in a year and a half. That's a lot. That's more than anyone else I've moved in the division. In fact, it's more than anyone in Korea that I know of has moved so much. Now, of course, that's just each move has been a promotion for me. And here's something else, too. I don't know. I know I told you about it. Perhaps you've forgotten, but I requested my rating for GS9. Well, that just came through 2 days ago, and they didn't rate me. They said that I was ineligible to be rated because the board in Hawaii, the examination board in Hawaii, was closed, and I was off the list because I am already employed in a position. Well, anyway, today I went down with this piece of paper stating that. I took it to the CPO office, civilian personnel, and it took all day. But it turns out that the board in Hawaii received my request for a rating January the 31st, because they had stamped the papers. And it turned out that the board examination list did not close until February the 14th. After it closes, they can't give you a rating. It may stay closed for months, it may stay closed for a couple of years. But when I realized I had my request in 2 weeks before it closed, they should have rated me. Because if I don't get the rating, then I can't get the 9. Unless I take an examination that's 3 or 4 hours. I don't want to take the examination if I can help it. So the way it's left right now is that Ms. Branton, Myra Branton, she is a very sharp individual. She works down at CPO. She's the only one there who knows what she's doing. But Myra is going to write a letter back to the board in Hawaii and ask them for a rating, since my request was in 2 weeks before the list was closed. So I was a little bit disappointed in that, because had that paper come back with the 9 ratings, then I would have been eligible within the next couple of weeks to go make this move, which is to walk right into a 9 position. And it's just unheard of going from a GS5 to a GS9 in less than a year and a half. I don't believe it myself. I'm very pleased, and as I say, I should be quite flattered, because other girls, like this Mike Kuhn, who has been working at RC1, she's been there over a year and a half. She's been a 7 all that time. In fact, she's been a seven longer than that. She's a recreational major. And Booth has passed over her two or three times and has not given her a club of her own. And because of this, Mike has become very resentful, very negative in her attitude, and very difficult to work with. So Booth decided to try and give her a chance, although Booth has no use for this person, Kim Hunt whatsoever. And I can well understand why. Mike is a sloppy individual. Anyway, I guess within the next couple of weeks, I don't know what dates are involved here, but Mike will come down here for a few days while I sign over all the equipment. This whole club, everything is signed in my name. And this one's into thousands and thousands of dollars that you're responsible for. But Bruce has given me this advice as far as putting Mike in the right frame of mind, tell her how to act, and, you know, I've trained her, and she's been in this longer than I have. Of course, I have advanced much quicker than she has. So it's kind of difficult because I'm sure the girl has some personal resentment. She has said any number of times she can't understand how other people get emotional if she stands still. Well, I'm not worried about mine. That's the least of my problems. I think, and I said this to Ruth, she will have trouble here with her own because, first of all, on RC1, there are no station troops. In other words, it's a recreation center. They have a gym, a theater, bowling alley, the service club, the library, the craft shop, everything there, but there are no troops assigned to that compound. Troops have to come in from the outlying units. Here, of course, we have 700 troops on this right here, plus the officers. Because we live very close to here, and you eat every meal as an officer, and all your search activities is right here in the officers' compound. Mike has a way of smothering people. You know what I mean? She hangs on, and sometimes she drinks too much, and this, that, and the thing. And it's very apparent, it has been in the past lives. And so Ruth is concerned about this. And I said, well, really, I hate to see her come here for the sake of my boys. You know, the officers here, they're a good crew, and they've been so good to me, and we've gotten along just beautifully. I told her, when she asked me how I felt about this, and I said, Ruth, I'm scared to death to take RC1, so it's tough. I don't think I'm ready for it much, because it's been a very quick climb for me. I think I could handle it, but the point is that this means putting all out. This means adjusting all over, making new friends, finding out contacts, finding out the chain of command, who to go to for what. This takes a couple of months to establish this new place. And I have done it three different times. So that, you know, it's just, I've just gotten to the point where I can run this club well without putting out a great deal of effort. Even when I first went up to RC3, I was very, very hard because I was so new, didn't know anything. And of course, when I came down here, I was so grateful to get my own service club, but I worked hard too. Now I've just gotten things so that they run smoothly, and I am fully aware of where to go, for what, who to ask for, specific things, and now I'm going to be moved to another club. I mean, there are only six clubs in this whole division. Six. This will be the fourth one I've worked in. But of course, as Ruth said, I should be very, very flattered because I've moved up so quickly, and she's so proud of me, and blah, blah, blah. I know, I have the wrong attitude on this right now. That's just and I know you'll understand what I mean. I'm grateful for the opportunity, but every time I turn around, I have to start new again. Plus, another big thing is, here, right where I'm sitting now in my room, I had this whole hooch to myself for the last few weeks. Well, there would only be two girls down here, and Duchess, these are the best quarters in the whole hooch for the females. Because the kitchen, cabinets put through the kitchen, the stove was painted, yep. Refrigerator brand new. We have lovely bath, I mean, in comparison to what others have. We have a living room, and shelves I had made, all these things I had done to the roots. Plus, the service club. You work so hard to get things so that it's fairly nice and you're comfortable. But at RC1, I'll be living right there with Ruth. They have a dormitory village. There are about 10 women that live there because they have two librarians, two or three, the crafts director, one who, the crafts girl who works at the craft shop there. See, all the honchos live at RC1. Ruth lives there. About 10 women, one long hallway, and everybody has a room off the hallway. And that's like community living. I have no privacy. I can adjust. If I have to, I will. But I told him I'm quite happy where I was. Really didn't want to go. And she said, oh, you say that about every place you've been. She says, that's why I have to have you. She said, because you adjust so quickly. And she said, I think you could do wonders for the club. Yeah, but it'll kill me to take that big club on. Plus the fact, there won't be any help assigned to it, at least not immediately, because we're so short. As far as I know, Carolyn Dodd, the club director, she goes home May the 19th. And after that, I don't know who'll be in the club except me. And believe me, Desi, I'm not looking forward to that. I won't get any sleep. It's not going to be easy. Ruth said, oh, I'll come over and help you. We can work together in the club. But that's all I need. It's me working with Ruth. She's a perfectionist. I don't even wear my hat day to day. I never put it on my head. Over there, I'll have to wear my hat. Everything will have to be uptight. Because, this is the way she works and she follows the book. Of course, when we're out in the boondocks, we can get away with a lot of things. So there you have a whole side of the tape giving you my big news of the day. and of course, my rotten attitude about it goes along with it. I just throw that in free of charge. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Never dull, right?